Mary Kay, 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 you're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 the beep, the beep, the beep, the beep, the beep.
DJ Wizlaw.
DJ Wizlaw.
DJ Wizlaw.
DJ Wizlaw.
DJ Wizlaw.
My
It's your girl Diva Ebony V, aka Clee 1000, and you are now tuned in live to Mommy Miles. And of course, I have found my angel, but what comes to our angel, Lord, our teenagers have lost their mind. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Rock out with me for the next hour and a half as we talk about ways and creative ways to love our children and help them, these teenagers, through these changes that they're going through. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And friend me on Facebook at Diva Mary Kay. And we'll definitely get into these hot topics. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And please, yes, enjoy yourself. Relax. We definitely going to have some hot music as well. I want to get into this next track because it's near and dear to me, and I think it's something that we all need to have, especially when we're dealing, not even just when we're dealing with our teenagers, but being parents that's raising teenagers, it can get so overwhelming, and we have to come up with some creative ways, but we always got to remember that they're young, and they need to mature, and we're here to guide them and not lose our cool. So I want to get into this song by Slay Stone called Young, Black, and Gold. It's your girl, Clee 1000. Welcome to Mommy Mobs. And when we come back, we're going to dive live into these topics.
Young, Black, and Gold. I'll get into the top topic. It's your girl, Clee 1000. And the topic we're talking about today is our teenagers. And I got a couple of questions from Facebook. So shout out to all my people on the Facebook fan page on Mommy Mom. And one of the questions that came up was, how do we deal with our teenagers? They're going through so much, and there's so many different levels to their madness. We start noticing the changes in their grades first. Then we find out that they're sexually active or thinking about sexually active. Then, of course, we got to deal with the stubborn attitude and even sometimes emotional breakdown. But how do we go about dealing with this? And how do we come up with tactics or plans to help our teenagers through this process? Because it's life. And our teenagers, they're immature, and then they're mature at the same time. So it's some things that they already know, but they don't know the repercussions of it or the things that can happen behind it or what can do for them throughout their future. One of the topics that came up is first the attitude. Dealing with a teenager who has attitude or is being disrespectful with the way that they talk or talking back to their parents or talking back to their teachers and just being disruptive. Period. You're talking out of turn. A lot of us still feel like, and a lot of us are old school. And when I say a lot of us, I'm talking about parents. I have a teenager. I have two children. Queen 1000 has a 13-year-old boy and a 2-year-old little queen. So, you know, I'm on both sides of the stick, so I'm definitely here to share my experience and also be open to listen to you guys' feedback and comments. And you can call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And B, you can also jump in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/. Look at the top of the page to the left and click for a reminder and scroll down and you'll see chat room down there. So you can jump in. I'm in there right now. And I'll go ahead and get your questions. Well, try to answer your questions and also get your shout outs live on air as well. But back to the topic of dealing with a teenager who has just developed this grumpy attitude out of nowhere. The first step that I would find is to sit down and evaluate what has changed. All of a sudden, they just became angry. They don't want to talk. They want to hang out. They want to hang out with them. You know, things like that. The first place I would look for is inside the home. You know, are they having a good relationship with their siblings? Having a good relationship with their father, or stepfather, has something changed? That's one, because of course, when you go see a teenager, one of the things that they're going to say, you're going to get a couple of responses, and one of them going to mean nothing. I'm good. But you notice the change in them. So, first of all, I don't see anything like negative feelings. Type things going on with family members. Then I would start looking outside of the school. We know that a lot of things go on in school, especially for our teenagers, from those going into eighth grade to middle school up to high school. They deal with so much in school and so much pressure and so much peer pressure and changing their identities. And even now in the 21st century, our teenagers got to go through a lot, and they're dealing with a lot of other children or emotions at school, so sometimes they may bring it home. Where did you get this from? When did you start acting like this? But no, it can be another child's energy on your child. Or something, your teenager, and I don't really want to say child, I'm going to say teenager. Something your teenager has seen another teenager experience in school, or they were a part of, and now it has affected them. So we have to look inside school, talk to the teachers, okay? Talk to the principal, talk to the school counselor, talk to the gym teacher. You want to find out what's going on in school from the teachers first, and those where they are at, because they can see what's going on with your child and who they're around. So I would schedule a meeting. First thing, with all the teachers, the teenager doesn't need to be there. You want to schedule a meeting with these people who see your child 8 hours out of a day, watching their development, teaching them. They know who their friends is, who they're sitting by. They know these things. So for us to help ourselves and to help our children, we have to take steps when we start to see our teenagers getting attitudes out of nowhere. So the first one I said was start with their home. You know, has your child had a fallout with a sibling, a close cousin? You know, somebody in the house, what changed in the house? A move. You moving can cause a teenager to feel different because they love their home and their school. Relocating. Because they don't want to get to know anyone new. They like capability. Some teenagers or children are not open to different opportunities. But it's the way you finesse it. And the second thing I just said is when you get a teenager, you start getting angry out of somewhere. Well, out of nowhere, I've had anger issues. Check in school, see if they're being bullied, see if something happened to them in school, see if they felt uncomfortable about something in school with their peers and whatnot, or the way that they dress. Because this is going to play a big part, especially when you get them angry up, because they're very impressionable and they all care about how they look and acceptance. And who's considered cool or who's not. Then my last piece on this as far as our children being able before we get into another music break is outside. That's not just in the school, but outside the surroundings, your environment. What your teenager is indulging in, you know, the activities that they do after school. What are they watching on television? What are they listening to on their iPads? What are they listening to on YouTube? What are they watching? You want to investigate before you start coming at a teenager who thinks they know something. You know, they are Kanye West when they turn 13 and up. You can't tell them nothing. But to help us as parents to understand them, to be able to be on the outside looking and come up with proper and correct ways to help them through this phase of their life, because we want them to be in a delivery or our approach was changed and understand something. So, Girl Queen 1000, you now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I'm going to give y'all a little love and happiness today. Let's go. Let's get in with this Al Green.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Thank you.
for love.
Just a thought, I guess that's how it goes. Let me tell you now. You ain't a dreamer. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. And you are now tuned in to Poppy Mobs each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the west, 6 p.m. on the east, and 5 p.m. in the middle. Big shout out to all my teens out there, to all my family, all my single parent homes, all my two family homes, all my grandmother, grandfathers, aunts, homies, down. Diva love y'all. I just want y'all to know, Diva, I love y'all and understand and just hold on. I know if I like you're tired, you're frustrated, you don't want to be bothered with these people no more, but guess what? Glory does come in the morning, y'all. Now, before we went to the music break, I went and checked on a poll that we did right here on Mommy Mobs, and you guys can check out the fan page right here on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheMommyMobShow. If you want to become a fan, subscribe and like and tell everybody to tune in. I just love these topics. But we had did a poll, and we wanted to get you guys feedback. So big shout out to everybody tuning in live to the show right now. I'm going to shout y'all out in a bit. I'm just trying to find you guys' names and a little bit of the show, Mind Diva. But it was saying that does whooping still work for teenagers? Is it still effective to give teenagers now a whooping? Is it working? I know when you get little ones, you discipline them, you know, you put them on their little legs and they'll listen. They'll listen. But it was the interesting thing is about the feedback when I asked, are whooping still effective when it comes to teenagers? 58% of you guys said, hell yeah. About 20 of you guys said, you know, sometimes you damn if you do and sometimes you damn if you don't. And then the last of you said, no, it just make things worse. So I thank everybody for their feedback on the poll that we put out there. And big shout out to Tiffany Russell. Big shout out to Robinson, and big shout out to Jay. I definitely see you guys. But does whooping them work? Sometimes it do, and sometimes it don't. Sometimes it makes things work, especially when they have attitude and being disrespectful. But it's other ways that we can tackle that. I'm not one to say that you should whoop your kid. If your kid get out of hand, then they may need to be a whooping and discipline, but there's other ways to go around that. I'm not one to say, you know, spare a rod or a child. That's not what Queen 1000 is saying. But one thing that I also wanted to tackle next was, as the parent, is how we are responding. And not just to when we respond to children, when we respond to their teenagers about the mess that they're going through and everything, the way that we respond in our daily life, taking on that stress. Because once our teenagers or our children, they start to get out of hand, we get distracted from the other things that they need to be doing, and then we start stressing out, which is now making it worse for the whole situation. It's not helpful. And we find ourselves yelling and carrying on, and that takes me into our next level, I would say. Our next level when we deal with their children, we deal with them being angry, but now coming to the sensitive topic of them being sexually active or think about being sexually active. You find things on your child's phone, like you will find, especially now, you can find on their, they've been surfing the web, watching porn, taking pictures of themselves in a sexual way, posting these sexy pics for the young girls online, posting pictures of their butt and their breasts, you know, and then with the young men, they watching porn, or you see them looking at different pictures or hiding magazines. And now it's not really magazines, but when that was back in the day when I was younger, now you can just go online and access. They can literally type in YouTube or type in a porn site and just go and watch everything. It doesn't matter if they got to pay for it. Now the image is there and they're looking for it. But how we're responding to these things. Our first instinct is like, I'm going to whoop your butt, or you on punishment, or, you know, we're going to sing the scare straight, or you know, just start, we start coming and lashing out at the child because we're so upset that we caught them being sexually active, which is something that's going to happen anyway. You're talking about millennium children. You got 13-year-old up, know that they have not necessarily been exposed to it at home, but as soon as they walk out that door, they're seeing it everywhere. It's in music, it's in visuals, they laptops, they iPads, they phone, everything that they got. And for those parents who haven't woke up yet and thinking that when your child leave out your door, they're not exposed to something type sexual, wake up. Every day. So what happens is they become curious. And then they hear their friends talking about it. And we got to get real. We act like we ain't never heard, you know, going into that age, our friends talking about sex or who did what with who and such and such smash. And he said this and that. The curiosity is spiked. So now they want to know. They go searching. And then when we find them out, we try to say the worst thing to discourage them from it, but sometimes our delivery can be whack. Now, moving forward to the way that you respond when you find out your teenager has become sexually active or is thinking about becoming sexually active is now to prepare them. Now, they call it the birds and bees when we were younger, but now you really have to sit down and ask those tough questions, and it's uncomfortable for them. It just was uncomfortable for us. But it's important that we, especially when you catch a young teen watching porn or looking at things on the website or whatever, and big shout out to my cousin DeVore because we had this conversation, is we need to explain to them, like, women are not like that in real life. You do become mature enough and old enough and start becoming sexually active and have a wife or have your girlfriend, the girls are not like that in real life. They are not going to perform for you like that in real life. It just doesn't happen like that. That's not real. That person that's doing that is doing that because they're being paid. And if you get the free ones, they're doing that because they want the attention. This is all business for them. This is not what it looks like in real life. And it's funny now I'm talking to y'all about this conversation and my teenager's calling me on the phone, but he's going to have to wait until the show, and he's going to definitely be listening to it. So, son, I love you, King. I appreciate you and all your wisdom and all the experience that you've taken me through, but sometimes I think you don't show your mind. But anywho, we have to explain to our young kings that this is not how young girls are going to perform or going to act. So that's why it's important for us to talk to them about being respecting their body first. Talk to them about HIV, STDs, diseases, teen pregnancy, you know, emotions. Our young king needs to realize how important it is to get time before he decides to be sexually active with a young thing because her emotions can change later and different, and he doesn't know how to respond to her. Or she doesn't know how to respond to him. So it's so important that we encourage them, take your time. Focus on your grades. Focus on making a difference in your community. Focus on finding who you are before you even think about going there, because there's a lot of responsibilities that come after having sex. Because once you have sex, that's it. The first time you could get pregnant and have a baby, then you become a teen father. How would you be able to provide for your child if you're not even age bracket to get a job to take care of your family, let alone you haven't finished school, you haven't lived out your life? What things do you want to pursue in life? And it's kind of like redirecting them back to the things that they like outside of, you know, a girl or outside of being curious, because the only reason why they're looking into something like that or trying to get the information because it was peer pressure. They heard their friends say it. It was influencement. They're very impressionable. Now, just take a touch on our young queens. When we find out our young queens become sexually active, we know those most likely it became after the period or right before the period. Her body is changing. Her breast is growing. They're starting to feel things that they're not familiar with. what my mother used to call it, my grandma used to call it, is you got to scratch. She itching. She need to be scratched. They want to experience. They start taking pictures and touching themselves, and they wonder what the hell is going on. But we got to talk to them about their body changes and the urges that they gonna have. You have sex and want to be sexy. We must teach our young queens how important they are, how special their temple is, and how it's important for her to continue to, you know, be wise, be conscious. Know that her body belongs to her husband. She's more than a baby mother. How she should respect herself and be modest. You can be sexy and be a modest at the same time. You don't have to go through all the changes and try to, same thing, girls want to look like other girls, want to be like other girls, want attention of all the boys, it's all about it. But we have to redirect their energy on the things that they should be getting, this, what's appropriate. For them to be getting attention for. What do you want to be known as when you're in middle school and high school? Do you want to be known as, you know, one of those people who had a positive attitude, was a great student, got good grades, did things in their community, you know, was willing to help somebody? Or do you want to have a rumor spread about you, being the girl that everybody can get with, or you being the one that's sexually this boy, that boy, that boy? And girls go through that in school too, getting rumors spread about them. Oh, she's a slut. She's a hoe. She's been with such and such and such. That can bring their self-esteem down. We got to talk to our young teenagers about that. When somebody spread a rumor about you, or whether it's true or false, how do you respond from negative energy? Or somebody saying something very hurtful like that about you. And now the whole school talking about it. You got to come out of class and hear this from each class as they go. And now she's upset. We're going back to the anger with our young queen now. Now she's upset because somebody said a rumor about her being sexually active with all the boys, and now she want to find out, and that's how the fights break out. That's how the low self-esteem and they shell out because they take some stuff in school. And let me make this disclaimer, which I should have made it at the top of the show, but it's your girl, Queen 1000. You're now tuning in, Mommy Miles. And if you haven't seen it rated on the show, is rated R, because there may be a couple of curse words in here. So if you got the kids, you may want to shut me off now and tune into the archive show later on, or if you're around... if you're somewhere where you can't listen to a couple of curse words, I ain't going to be cussing the whole show, but I will say time from time to time, I just want to let y'all know because I keep it 1,000. Big shout out to Next Phase Radio. I see y'all. Appreciate you, Queen, for tuning in. Everybody tune in on the call lines. I see you. Call me up at 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302. That's the one button to be heard. And also make sure you drop in the chat www.blogtalkradio.com/diva spot. If you want to comment or get your question or your shout out air right live here, right here on Diva Spot Radio, just do it in the chat room or call me up. But I wanted to talk about teens and the things that they go through. And young girls are easy to fall in love really fast. And they will do anything to get that attention. Or to keep the attention of a young boy. So she's going to want to change herself, her identity, for a young king. But we have to be very clear on what that's going to get her and how she must respond to it. Now, just a little recap on the sexual part. I talked about our teenagers going through the whole situation of being angry. We just talked about being sexually active and how we can respond. But now I want to talk about grades, learning. All of a sudden, our kids' grades drop, or either they have been struggling with grades for their whole, well, almost their school career so far. And we every year we like, yo, you got to keep your grades consistent. They got to be better. They got to be this and got to be that. Deal with grades with teenagers and how they go up and down or how they struggle is finding something that interests them. teach children anything, and it's the way you teach it that they stick with them. You got to have them wanting to come back more. You have to entertain them. And I know some of y'all are like, what? I got to pay bills. I got to take care of, put food on the table, clothes on their back, work two jobs, do everything, you know, run out like I'm crazy. I'm a chauffeur. I do the laundry. I do all this. And I got to entertain them at the same time. You have to entertain their talent. Tap into your children's talents, the things that interest them, their natural given talents, and use that as a way to teach them what they need to know throughout the year. We're preparing our children to test. They're teaching them to test. They're not teaching them basics. They're teaching them to test. They give them the stuff that's outside the sides around the plate. You're really not getting the meat, and that's where we come in. We can't depend on the teachers to give our children that need the foundation for them to be able to learn the core essentials that they need to learn in school anymore, because school is different. And to me, schools are like businesses now. Everybody wants a good rating. Everybody wants a good rating to be able to support other schools to respect them or more students to come. But they're teaching them to test. And the government took over the school system, which is no good. The schools were good when they were state-run. When the community, those who were in the community, who were deep down rooted, knew these kids, knew their parents, knew their grandparents, that's when school was at its best, its purest. We got to give that back to our children. We have to incorporate learning inside the home, but in creative ways. Now, my son happens to like a variety of things just as well as my two-year-old. They both have unique personalities, man, and they're awesome kids. I thank you, Lord, for my kids. Awesome kids. But Makai is into music. He's into I gotta get the right word from it, but it's just like an architect. He likes to draw things and build buildings. That's his thing. He wants to be able to have buildings and design buildings. He's into architecture. He's into music. He's into beats. He's into things online. He likes to create sneakers. So when it comes to math problems and something like that, I get creative with Makai and ask some things that will consist to sneakers. If I order 1,000 sneakers, I put in an order for 1,000 sneakers and they all cost $20.95. I need you to get that answer for me. Tell me what that is. I asked him about if he was selling the sneakers and he wanted to make a 50% profit, what would he have to mark the sneakers as? It's these kind of conversations that I have that's working for me. And if you guys have some input, make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-989-0321. Again, that's 347-989-0321. Call me up and give me your feedback. Getting creative with our children, also taking the children out and traveling. Children learn through music, and teenagers learn through travel. Take them different places. Ask them different things. It's so good to travel and go out of even if you can't afford a trip to Hawaii or across the world or whatever the case may be, you know, do travel around your city first. Try your city. Teach them about monument things in their city. Taste the different foods, different cultures. You know, you have to expose them to things so they can be well-rounded. Expose to different cultures. Reading is a very important thing. And I know we get those with our young babies, with our young little kings and queens in first grade to fifth grade. They send these books home and these pamphlet home to read to the teacher. They say, read every 20 minutes at night. Read at night. Read for at least 20 to 30 minutes. One healthy way to help your kid develop good reading habits is for you to read. You just get you a book and sit in the corner and start reading. our kids are sponges. They're looking at everything that they're doing, so they're mimicking us. So if you want them to start reading at night, the last 20 minutes or right before their bedtime or right before dinner, before you start cooking or doing baths or whatever, sit in the corner with a book and just start reading. They'll pick it up. Within 3 to 4 weeks, you're going to have a reader too. And if it doesn't work out within 3 to 4 weeks, try something different. One thing I will say that works for my two-year-old is she like abcmouse.com. abcmouse.com, I recommend that for all parents out there. For 1 to 5 year olds, is great. I would even say 6. It's a constant learning. It has tons of books. It has a great library. It has all types of colors and diddles and all types of things. And we do have these millennial babies, so they're digital. We're going to get more into how to keep encouraging our teenagers and keep encouraging ourselves and staying grounded, because these teenagers have lost our minds and we don't want to lose ours as well. I'm going to get into some more music. It's your girl, Queen 1000, a.k.a. Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Friend me on Facebook at Diva Mary K. And also make sure you follow and like the Mommy Mob page each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the West and 6 p.m. on the East. Let's get into some. I'm going to throw a throwback on y'all because I know I got some real good parents up in here. So y'all deserve a throwback from time to time. Sherelle, Saturday Love.
For Sherelle. helping them get up off of them streets. Damn, man, what the fuck? Kind of funny how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark. And it's all black on me. But now they switching cause the card black on me. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on a 4-track, call me. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear. And this nigga Easy asking for his car back on me. I would've never saw this happening from that far back on me. What it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT. Of all fucking dreams to reality. Is what you call that, homie? Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one that they're looking up to. Fuck, they expecting to.
And it all falls back on me. Sometimes, somehow.
And how it always was, DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute they can start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day, I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy clubs. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up, cuz? Let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga night came in.
Whoa.
This one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again, you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bus nines. No 9 plus 1 1 when they run up on your school bus with a 2-talk, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, it's on me. If it was love to you, this is the way it's always gonna be.
Yeah. Dr. Dre right there. Featuring BG. And the Chicago Kid. Jealous is right there. I love the track, and it all falls back on me. It's a hot track right there. Everybody doing the biggest girl, Queen 1000. You're now tuned in live to the Mommy Mob Show each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the west, 6 p.m. on the east, 5 p.m. In the middle. Y'all know I got love for y'all. Make sure y'all call me up at 347-989-0302. Talking about this hot topic. Right here, I'll call it more of an important topic. Our teenager has lost their mind. And they go through so many different things, but we never want to lose our seeds or throw out our seeds that we planted a long time ago. Rather that we planted the type of harvest that they were going to be, or we didn't plant the type of harvest that they were going to be here. And we have to love them, direct them, and correct them. I'd rather it be in a single-parent home or in a two-parent home, the trials and tribulations of a constant growing and mentally and physically teenagers can run its course. It can run its course. But some of us may find ourselves at times, like in our own homes, we feel like we're in a battlefield with our kids. And while we're looking at other people's homes, or we hear from our other co-workers or people in school that we may go with, or whatever the case may be, and it seems like they singing Kumbaya with their kids. And I know it can become discouraging at times, but it's going to be okay, I promise you. It may be Guns N' Roses when it comes to raising and collecting little flowers that seem to turn into a weed overnight, but there is still a silver lining in the sky, y'all. Still a silver lining in the hope. As we help our seeds get through these seasons of life, you know, and to the end, we got to help them get through these seasons of life so they can produce good fruits, fruits of wisdom, fruits of responsibility, fruits of commitment, fruits of honesty, drive, and respect. We got to continue to keep pushing things into our teenagers so they can pass it on to the next generation, because guess what? They are going to get you planning a part of you, and they're going to carry on your name, your legacy. I want to read something from Next Phase Radio. It says, there used to be an air in the chat room. It says, there used to be a time when it took a village to raise a child. Now, if you look at the a child wrong, some parents are really ready to fight. Yeah? Yeah, that is right. And we got to get better with that. We got to come to parents. We got to come together as parents. And we got to stop feeling some type of way when somebody is giving an opinion about of what they feel or try to help you with your child. You look at somebody kid wrong, they be ready to fight you, but you don't correct your child's behavior. Because I'm going to tell y'all one thing. I love the kids. I love the teenagers and whatever. But if your teenager come out of pocket on me, I'm going to come out of my pocketbook on them. I got hot sauce in my pocketbook, baby. Mm-mm. Don't do that. That's why I always teach my young king, my young queens, those people around me and my family, it's about respect. When you show somebody, you're showing them the way that you want to be treated. I like what Next Phase Radio says, is we need to identify where the communication was lost and come in unity, whether parents or no parents. Girl, you ain't never lied about that. Because there's people out there who don't have children. But they are godmothers and godfathers, god uncles, you know, those people who really care about the kids. And we do need to identify where the communication got lost, because we stopped talking to each other. We stopped talking to each other. And the way that we communicate now is through a digital form, through text, you know, via post. And that's why I haven't activated my page for like a month or two, because I wanted to people to respond to me on a different level. I wanted to, I wanted for people to contact me directly, because I just felt like the whole technology thing, it wasn't personal. It just wasn't. It wasn't a direct connection, but we can communicate so I can hear your words and hear your actions when you're saying it. So I would say Next Phase Radio that the communication broke down when the whole internet situation came into. And I will say that the internet has a lot to do with a lot of miscommunications and how people communicate now. People don't search facts no more than I used to. They don't hear nothing wrong with it. That's because a part of them agrees with it and they like it. That's what I definitely would say. But we can't give up on our seeds that we planted so long ago just because they got a couple of weeds growing out their neck and butt now. What you do is you pluck that damn root at the weed at the root, and you keep them moving. Encourage them and lead by example. And when I say encourage, let me emphasize that too, because when our kids do something wrong or something that we disagree with, the first thing that we go to is to say words and bring them down. And say, well, you ain't never going to get a job doing that, or you ain't never going to have this, or you can't do that, and you ain't going to be successful doing this or whatever. Why don't we redirect our comments of what we're saying and say, you know what, you would be a lot more successful if you was able to think about doing it this way. This may work out for you if you would have chosen that. We let our kids know that their choices can cause them two things in life, and two important things. I had to tell my son this. Your choices in life can cost you two things. It can, when it comes into a discipline, it can cost you your time and it costs you your life. Every choice that you make is costing time, and a bad decision can cost you your life, whether your life being taken away from you or you being in prison or catching a wreck or whatever. And that goes from the people hang around, you know, that you dating, the job that you work at. Don't think you can't get locked up on your job, because it's coming out here too. I've got friends who went through that. At work one day, just imagine being at work one day just working, all of a sudden all the police, the FBI, everybody running and they're arresting everybody. You don't know what the heck is going on, because you done jumped on with a company that sound good, said they can do this and all that. Now you didn't gave them all your information. They didn't sell your information to these, and
sorry about the technical difficulties, you guys. But like I was saying, investigate. Investigate the, well, we got to teach our kids to investigate the people who they come in contact with. You know, from their friends to, you know, their jobs to people around them and their family, and say, you know, is this the best decision for me to be around this person? Are they helping me grow? Are they helping me move forward? Am I seeing the bigger things and bigger picture with them? Will I be successful? Will I feel proud? Will I be doing commendable things with this person? You got to investigate and do the background, but we have to watch as the farmers, as the ones who planted these seeds, as the protector of over the land that we planted the seeds in, we got to make sure that we're taking care of, you know, our seeds and our crops and our harvest, and that's our children. They are our investment. They are a part of us. So if you want to be able to have a healthy harvest, you need to be very knowledgeable and a patient. And it's very, very patient when you're dealing with teenagers, a patient farmer or a patient groundskeeper. You have to have patience. You have to have tact. You have to continue to research. You got to stay up on what's going on with your children. And you got to take care of yourself, parents. Take care of yourself when these teenagers start losing their minds and getting on your damn nerve. I know people who done went to drinking and going crazy and going to jail behind their kids. I know your kids do stupid stuff, but sometimes you got to be able to just say, you know what, let me sit back, and you're going to have to learn that lesson on your own. We can't rescue them from everything, and that's when we start worrying and losing our damn minds because we want to come to their aid every time they do something they know they're not supposed to be doing, and they know what's right for wrong. And give yourself some credit, parents, especially with these teenagers. If you are a parent that's on your grind, you take care of your family, you take care of your bills, you take care of your kids, you love, you nurture, you ain't running these streets, you ain't got no dudes running in and out of your house, you ain't got no chicks running in and out of your house, you making sure your kids are taken care of and busting your ass to provide the best for them, and they have got up in age, your kids ain't stupid. They just making stupid decisions. So you got to let them sometimes stupid asses learn. They have to be held accountable for their actions, and that's what I meant by those fruits of wisdom and responsibility. We already know they're wise enough because they came from us. Think about it. I know my son is definitely on his grind. He's a little bit too clever at damn time. But I'm just saying, when they become teenagers, they do have some wisdom. But we have to let them learn responsibility behind their actions. If it's getting suspended from school, ISS in-school suspension, you know, even when they get to the 18, 19 mark and they do something, they end up getting caught drunk driving or something or whatever the case, when they get locked up, don't go bail their ass out. I wish I would bail. I see you at your court date. This money I'm going to save. And especially if you got other siblings, you save it for them other kids that's going to be making good decisions. Now, if your kid did something, they facing some real time. I know we got to ride and die with them and get that lawyer so we can, but still, they got to learn responsibility, and they need to learn to make a commitment of being honest and having drive and respect for their future. One thing we can't do is sit in a stump and hold on to the past of what you did in the past. We got to move forward. Because sometimes our teenagers be trying to make moves, and we so stuck in the past of what they did that we haven't moved forward. So guess what? They ain't moving forward. You got to learn to let it go. I'm not saying they don't forget it, but just learn to let them go and let them live. Let them breathe. Well, it's like a bike. When they 4, 5, 6 years old, you ride on a bike. You got to let that bike go so they can start getting their own balance and riding. Because you don't want to be tagging behind their asses down the block because you know your ass is out of shape. Try to hold on to them. Let them kids go. But always stay close by where you can always grab a hand before they fall. Let's get into some more music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm about to wrap this show up in a little bit. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in. And if you listen on the archive right now, take the time to scroll at the top of the page and click on the reminder button and follow the show. Click on the follow button and also scroll down to the bottom of the page and leave a comment, feedback on the show, any questions that you may have. I'm going to get into some more hot music. We're going to take another music break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000, and you are now tuned in live to Mommy Mob Show each and every Monday, 3 p.m. on the West and 6 p.m. on the East. I want to get into this hot track again. Rise up. Let's go.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Got tribe one, aim one, God. Killing these suckers ain't hard. Most of these rappers out here still fraud. Dress like broads and it's gone too far. Y'all follow the trends and learn from the blind. We live in the sky, just lift up your eyes. Shooting my spit to your face in the mud. My tomahawk's ready to meet with your mind. Soar, hawk talk, sky code, new wind talker. Ruling the game, wait, spell game, proper elevate. With the weapon, operate on the scene. Cause your mind gon' miss. He the new rap scholar. You chasing them dreams, we living our lives. Know y'all been sleeping no work, so we ride. Open your mind and try. This flow ayahuasca now taste divine satra. Fly with the riders or die with the blind. Take out the trash and we back in the sky. You hiding, we riding, you know how we fly. I fly with hope, strategy, tactics, terrain. Most of y'all saving the brain. Gorilla maneuvers insane, like calling the key after bang. My flock on the way. How good? Way up. Break up? Old pattern. Lay down, stay down. The light we bring is power. Blow big, smoke signals. My herbal life is better. My niggas, we kings. It's time to change the weather. We rain, no dancing. G-Walk on satellite. Follow the path when the hawk's taking flight. Beware of my rounds, my talent's profound. Got dry. Hot and we riding, you know how we fly. Fly with the riders or die with the blind. Take out the trash, then we back in the sky.
Above it all.
Daddy Dollars, Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friends. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas stay dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all gon' tear, but you still get life. That's right, now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got to fly, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. and they got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. And I love this shit, and I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one to see me fall under the influence, but I'm above that. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can, and everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go boom. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh if you're on your job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they got nothing for it, they ain't got nothing for it. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It's Diva Ebony being on my job, baby. What's going on? It's Queen 1000 now tuning live to the Mighty Mob Show each and every Monday. And we on our job because, Lord, our teenagers have lost their minds. But we want to make sure that we correct them and get them right back in order and right back on track. That was Young AJ right there with On My Job featuring Trick Daddy. I love that song. Shout out to you, Young AJ. Make sure y'all check out Young AJ. Big shout out to Trick Daddy. And before that, we had a talentless Slate Stone with Sky Tribe. That was another one right there. Make sure you check out our radio at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. And check out all the energy he has over there for independent artists and independent business. Also, make sure you check out Next Phase Radio as well, too. Queen Ali is definitely getting it in each and every Monday. And also Triple D, the 38D is over there doing her thing. You make sure you check that out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Next Phase Radio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Next Phase Radio. And be sure to follow them on Twitter. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show, guys. I definitely appreciate everybody calling in and tuning in to the show and archiving it and just sharing wisdom and food with me about how to go ahead and deal with some of the levels or to use tact to deal with the levels and trials and tribulations and seasons that our teenagers go through their life, because they're dealing with a lot of, as far as their identity, their sexual identity now, with our new millennium children. Well, not new millennium, but they are going through sexual identity with being bi or lesbian or gay. So they're going through those things, and it's difficult for some parents out there. But I always urge you guys to research, investigate, and take tack. So that's research, investigate, and then take tack. Don't throw your kids away because you don't understand them or because some things is going on. In some situations with teenagers, they get older, you may have to separate yourself, but never throw them away. Love for them. Pray on your kids. Meditate. Be an example. Because life is going to come, it's going to go up and down, just for you, because life goes up and down for us parents too. But somebody got to keep a cool head. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Thank you all for tuning in. Much Diva love, and I'm out.